My name is Uncle Ray Davison. I'm a Gadigal man. I'm originally from La Perouse and grew up within the Sydney area, my area, the Eora, where I still live today. I suppose knowing that that you are on country is a great feeling to know that you're around, or being on country, I suppose, means that you're around your people. Around your mob, the people that have gone before you, as well as the people that are around you today. So being on country is quite special to me in that regard. That's how I feel, that I'm never alone when I'm on country. We have one mother, and that's Mother Earth. And Mother Earth knows each and every one of us, and she loves us all equally. So always say, it doesn't matter who we are, where we come from, we're all part of the same. And being on, when I have the opportunity to give welcome to country, I love explaining that to people. Really, my first memory of Cook's River is coming around and getting oysters off the rocks here. Although we got rock oysters around the other parts of Botany Bay as well, but this used to be pretty good for getting oysters, and then actually seeing the times when it was no good anymore to do that, and that was back in those early days as well. But probably my biggest memories are here, or my fondest, coming over here quite often, and people of age had letting us use the canoes and stuff like that, you know. So we had a bit of time around here, up and down these systems here. But I suppose too, look, you're thinking about that, or thinking back to those times, you really didn't, as a young person. You didn't really put a lot of thought into, you know, your environment around you. You were just doing kid stuff, which is having a good time, you know. And because of we've been here, my people have been here for so long, growing up like that and having those opportunities, I didn't realise that at the time that, you know, pretty wonderful place to be in, you know. So My memories are probably of those two things, the oysters and we're just canoeing and boating around here and swimming and stuff like that. Now, living in an idyllic place like La Perouse, you're on the ocean pretty much every day of your life, and catching octopus and stuff like that and selling those to the fishermen that came out and those sorts of things, and growing up around there and getting abalone. And in the early days too, the fishermen still fished in that area by rowboats with their nets, and you know, you went down and you helped them pull their nets in and stuff like that, and they give you some mullet to take home. And then as I got older, progressed into snorkeling and into skin diving, so had that, all those experiences doing those things over the years. So yeah, getting abalone and, you know, lobster and all those sorts of things around the local area is pretty good. It's really heartwarming in a sense of knowing that that today the importance of protection of our environment is not just from the people that really, you know, have always thought that way and want to protect all of our environment, but we're getting that protection now from the local councils and from state and federal government. So it's really, really good to know now that we're actually hanging on to our history, whereas before it was, you know, pushed aside and covered over. So yeah, it's a good feeling knowing that. But we still have big problems of keeping those areas pristine and stuff like that, and with the people, you know, living right there on the areas. In some cases, it's in people's backyards, you know, because of the houses are encrusted right down to the riverbanks now today. And so it's even though it's much better today, it's still a massive problem, you know. The Cook's River, as anywhere else in Sydney, as anywhere else on other clan lands, we've got to think about that they've been there for all those hundreds of years, and naturally, if people living around those areas, you know, there's history of that, and Cook's River is no different to anywhere else. We have the history here and it's there. So the care for country is a responsibility of everybody, and if that piece of country happens to be in your backyard or your local area, you should be caring for it the same as if it was your garden in your front yard, you know, because it belongs to all of us and it cares for all of us. And if we don't look after the environment in that fashion, you know, it's not going to be there. It'll disappear and we'll never get it back.